This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Be part of the conversation. Speak your mind. Tweet us at Power FM 987.
Okay, 15 minutes after the hour 7, just maybe for correction, that man again on Twitter telling us that no, not 50 rand, Noxman, it's only 8 rand 50. Can you see? From Mamelodi Gardens to Pretoria in this first class train. So I couldn't read it properly there. I tried to say listen properly. I thought it was 50 rand. No, it's 8 rand 50 from Mamelodi Gardens to Pretoria. I mean, okay, this so is reasonable. The cheapest, yes. Cheapest mode of transport. So we'll be taking your tweets a little later on. But as I've mentioned, top of the hour, that will be touching base with the chairperson of the Bakwena Bamohopa community in Bethani, just outside Brits, Mayor Pamela Sekgakweng. You might have heard yesterday the special report on Power News about a community in dire straits because of a number of challenges from important stakeholders. One being government. We've reached out to them, by the way. They were not available, or they said they're not available to comment. They referred us to national government, which is extremely absurd. And that's becoming the speciality of the Northwest government, that every time you made a query, they referred you to national. And we keep on saying, what the heck are you doing as a provincial government? We reached out to Glencore. They're giving us a runaround. So they're saying, no, the community is divided, so they can't comment until such time there is unity within the community and they know who they're talking to, so they're not going to comment. And we reached out to the tribal authority, which is another stakeholder in the saga, led by the Khosi chief himself, Teboho Motheo Mamogale. They initially agreed, but they decided to withdraw from this conversation. That's the lay of the land. So we're going to hear a little bit based on what the special report was saying. Pamela Sekgakweng, good morning to you. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, let's start with this one. The relationship of the community of Bethani with the tribal authority led by Teboho Motheo Mamogale. This is your king. What's happening?
First of all, let me just clarify two things. I'm the chairperson of Bakwena Bamohopa Community Development Foundation, short for CDF. So it's a community-based organization, an NPO we registered with social development, and then as a non-profit company with CIPC. So therefore, we are one of the structures within the community of Bakwena Bamohopa. But our concern as an NPO is to ensure that there is effective and sustainable development for the community. So invariably, anything that talks to things that are going to contribute to us development, we get involved in as our organization. So that's the law of the land. We are a group of professionals that sought to go back home and to contribute, to plow back with our expertise. We come from different diverse skills like CAs, engineers, etc., etc. We also have a professor in our midst. So we couldn't let the situation be as it was as per where when we were growing up, seeing that there's minerals in our land. So that's in short who we are. Mm. So in terms of addressing what you're saying about Khosi, you see the difference, the challenge is that what we call tribal authority, which are headmen, traditionally who are heads of the Khoro, which are clans, and then you have what you call traditional council. So traditional council is chaired by our Khosi, Remoteo Mamogale, and he's also chairing, or he's the head, Kasetswana, ke Khosi ya Bakwena Bamohopa. So he would be essentially the leader of both structures. I hope I've answered Putsoagagontatemoriri.
Yes. Well, it's encouraging to hear that professionals are grouping themselves together to make a contribution towards the development of their communities. In this particular instance, for instance, there is a report that, you know, in terms of the shareholder agreement between the community and the mining company Glencore, that you owe 26% and so on and so forth. Apparently, when things were stable in the tribal authority and the community, Glencore were doing their part in terms of contributing money to the community. Apparently, in 2011 and between 2011 and 2014, they contributed over 28 million rands and so on. So the question is, what are the things that you want to change that you says haven't changed ever since you grew up in the area of Bethany?
Look, Ntate Morio, the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act, MPRDA, is very specific and very clear in terms of what it expects the likes of the Glencore's and other mining organizations that are operating in such communities, what they must contribute from a socio-economic development. That's very clear from MPRDA.
Yes.
So essentially, there's two instruments within the MPRDA that must be used to ensure that this happens. One is a trust. The other is through social and SLPs, right? Mm-hmm. Social labor plans. So what has happened? So the 26% refers to the part of the trust. So in 2009, the trust was established, and the trust was the founding member in Ilikhosi, rightfully so. And the trustees were appointed according to how they decided the trust deed should be. However, I think where the community is having a problem or a challenge is that since 2009, the Timorio, there hasn't been much of a difference in terms of development. I think Bapenaba Mokope, to be honest with you, is probably one of the most underdeveloped communities. And it's extremely sad to see the situation that people still live under. Some of us left home and we went to varsities and worked in the Johannesburg and Pretoria and Devon and Cape Towns of this world. But we come back, and this is where we are. We're saying, Haibo, what happened and what's going on. And hence we said, okay, let's set up this foundation in order to figure out where are the, you know, the knots, so that we can unknot them and try and get the process working for Bakwena ba Mokgopa. And I think I heard you talking about the Northwest government.
Yes.
I think so far, and I can't remember how far back, it's a known thing that there's been probably 2 to 3 administrations that have been put against these communities because of maladministration in broad terms. However, I don't even know the right word.
Nothing happens. The government intervenes. They put the tribal authorities, like now, they've proclaimed through a government gazette that another round of investigations on, I think, about 6 tribal authorities because of issues of embezzlements, you know, malfeasance and maladministration. But let's just come back to specifically to this one. We will keep trying to follow up on government on this particular issues. There are pictures that are circulated about what is alleged to be Khosi Kholo Tebogo Motheo Mamogale, you know, living large. I mean, if you hear some of the elders of the community, the headsmen, the Khosana, yesterday on that special report on Power News, they were saying Khosi Kiso Sanaha, Arimoni, we don't know where he is. And now I've been told that he's living lavish lifestyle. There's social media content where he's lying on a bed. You could see this luxury and there are piles of money around that. And I'm saying, is it not a propaganda? Is it him in that picture displaying all those, you know, bundles and bundles of money? And is it true that the Khosi is embezzling the funds, yeah, Morafi?
Look, I mean, RONA is a community development foundation organization. I cannot and we cannot confirm these allegations. But what we can safely say is there has never been any kind of report back in terms of what has this money done or what should this money do. That's what we know. And unfortunately, this is a democracy. We live in a democracy. If people are going to voice their opinions about their own leadership, I think the system needs to take care of where they can ventilate such issues, you know? And I think when they are ventilating dating issues, it must be probably the height of their frustration in terms of trying to get accountability and moving forward. One of the things that I want to dispel, it is the notion that people are against Kosi. In fact, it's far from the truth. I think what people are saying is, let's engage, let's talk, let's get lessons from where we were and what went wrong, so that whatever happens going forward, we can at least, we would have at least learned from our past mistakes.
Yeah.
So I think I'm making myself clear, and the Temurio.
Yeah.
And again, let's go back to the issue already. Government is aware. The Northwest government is pretty much aware, because the last time they put Bakwena Ba Mokgopa under administration, it was the time of the Premier Job Mokgoro. I mean,
it's a long time ago. All right.
Yeah, it's on public platforms. The administrator was then, I think it was the third administrator.
Yeah.
Clearly, there are issues the government has known for a very long time.
Okay.
And they never intervened.
We got to leave it at that. It's a story worth following and getting all the stakeholders to confirm. And it's not unique to Bakwena Ba Mokgopa only, which is a sad state of affairs in the country, that areas that are endowed with mining riches are not being developed. Pamela Sgakwen there is the chairperson of the Bakwena Ba Mokgopa Development Foundation. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. After this break, we focus on the markets.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.